www.thebrandon.com.
It's time for What's on Your Mind. We want to know what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hinnon along with Steve Bakken. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the regular talk radio town hall Word from Washington that he joins us for each Wednesday to answer any and all of your questions and or concerns. So look forward to that. This hour we are wide open with no guests other than the fine wisdom of the Northern Plains. That we get each and every day from our listeners. Robust debate yesterday on GMOs that really was fascinating, quite honestly. I enjoyed it very much, hearing from all sides of that particular issue. I've always viewed that as sort of a sign of the times and progress and a good thing, no different than advances in medicine and pharmaceutical things that just help agriculture be better. But obviously a lot of concerns out there and distrust out there, so it was a good debate, and we enjoy those kind of conversations. Good morning, Mr. Bakken. How are you?
Good morning. It's one of those days, though. You ever get a song stuck in your head you just can't get rid of?
A song is stuck in your head?
Yeah.
What's the song?
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music from the Don't Ask Me Why. I have no idea.
Classic!
I love that movie.
At least you've gone back. My wife.
The only thing I can think of is I'm a little overtired because, of course, I do the Energy Matters show on Tuesday afternoons, and I went up to three affiliated tribes up in Newtown, did the show from up there and talked about some of the things they've got going on with the new refinery and things moving forward out on the reservation, what that means. And I decided to take the drive back along the lake this time. So you got the hills and it was pretty and the sunset over the lake. It was very enjoyable.
I love that movie. My wife actually was named Maria for Julie Andrews' character in that.
Because she's a problem?
In that movie.
Oh, I'm going to stir up trouble at home. So how do you solve a problem like Maria, Scott?
I think her mother just wanted her to be as talented as...
They didn't name her after she was born. Okay.
Yeah. See, and by the way, they have similar singing voices, if I do say so myself. But anyway, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Already have an email from a listener. Scott and Steve, please, nothing on the San Francisco plane crash or the Zimmerman trial. I'm so sick of both already. If worse comes out of it.
We've never mentioned the Zimmerman trial.
No, I don't think we even got to the San Francisco.
No, we haven't.
The San Francisco plane crash either, but we have been Trayvon Martin free here on the What's on Your Mind program, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know whether
Thing I will say about it is how scary is it the fact that you've got sheriff's departments across all of Florida bracing for the verdict, no matter which way it is.
I know. I thought the same thing.
That's the scary part on it.
No kidding. I don't know if folks are following it or if they care about its outcome, but at least one listener is warning us, don't talk about it. Anyway, here's the telephone number. There was a story about a Walsh County Sheriff's Department having to euthanize 13 dogs because of a situation that involved... a incident over the weekend in which a Fargo man was out on a stroll up by Warsaw, North Dakota, and was attacked by a pack of dogs. And the Walsh County deputies Monday and Tuesday did confront the owner. They've now arrested him. They've euthanized all the dogs. And a bit of a concern over that big story today in the East over this owner fighting for his dangerous dogs, tried to hide one of the Rottweilers and crazy situation.
This guy was nuts. This guy was nuts.
I didn't realize you were a mental health professional, but I have a hard time arguing, given the fact that...
He euthanized one of his own dogs with a steak knife?
Well, yeah, the deputy showed up...
By cutting off its head?
Well, we should explain this to folks. The deputy showed up, and he initially was cooperative about the situation. And so he was helping them, and a vet that was along, euthanized four of the dogs... After the deputies were searching for them on his property,
But then he began to get upset and started to argue with the deputies over which dogs ought to be euthanized. And according to the court complaint, he told the deputies he'd euthanize the dogs himself, ordered them to leave. He then took a large steak knife, picked up one of his smaller dogs, put the knife to the dog's throat, stabbed the dog repeatedly in the neck. Then he took a Rottweiler inside the home and prevented deputies from entering. He was arrested and removed from the property on Monday. Deputies put down eight more of the dogs. Two dogs they thought ran during the commotion, but they were yelling and didn't pose a threat. Yesterday, they go back and four deputies return to the farm, and they had to clear a safe path through a bunch of debris and garbage piled throughout his yard, clear a path to get to where he was, where this owner had evidently locked up a Rottweiler. Once there, they threw hot dogs through the doorway to attract the dog. Didn't show. They had to search the house. Found the dog in a west side bedroom, laying there. Didn't get aggressive or anything. Deputies killed the Rottweiler, including the dog allegedly killed by this fellow. Now 14 dogs died in this incident. So you see a problem with this? Did they handle it correctly? Not.
I'm a firm believer of there's not bad dogs, there's bad owners.
You agree with that?
I show dogs, and I've got very lovable dogs. I've got large dogs. I've got Gordon Setters that I hunt with. And going to dog shows, there's actually only two breeds. I'm not going to name them, but there's only two breeds that judges will not put their hands in a dog's mouth because the dogs are a little out there. Guess what? They're not pit bulls and they're not Rottweilers. They're not Dobermans. They're not any of the breeds that you categorically think are, ooh, vicious breeds, dangerous breeds. That there's all these laws and legislation to protect the public from these. It's not the dog. It's the owner. You don't train those dogs to be vicious.
How big of a problem is this?
With a sane brain.
Are there a lot of bad dog owners out there? I'd like to know.
There are a lot of bad dog owners out there.
Did incidents like this happen too often? Grand Forks, I know, is looking at strengthening their ordinance on this. I'm just curious, where you live, if this is a problem that worries you and you see the potential for this happening in other places. One of our listeners on Facebook today said the dog should have been individually evaluated and humanely euthanized. Shooting them, especially after admitting one showed no sign of aggression, was completely inhumane. Not all 13 dogs attacked the person, and regardless, it was the owner's fault. The dogs shouldn't have been inhumanely killed, says Tara. Let us know if you agree or disagree, or let us know whatever's on your mind today at 800-228-0550. Craig in Newtown, where you were at yesterday, Steve. How about that?
I was.
You're up on what's on your mind. Tell us.
Craig, did I bump into you yesterday, Craig?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But I really enjoy listening to you guys, all of your hosts, your national hosts and you fellows. And when Mark talks about trying to politicize the people of the country to get interested in our founders' knowledge, it's tremendously interesting to talk about the deracination, which means the uprooting of our people, which has really occurred politically, you know, with so many guys addicted to sports and other self-exoticizing matters. But anyway, it's really heartening to hear it. But I did want to talk a little bit about Christianity. I disagree with Mark saying that, you know, how Sharia law has killed so many people. I think he's right about that. But also, you know, Justice Scalia is a big fan of Noahide law, which is Jewish law. In fact, he's a member of the Jewish Law Center. And secondly, guys, you know, Joe Rogan, the stand-up comedian, has this comedy skit. And he talks about explaining Noah's Ark to a 10-year-old retarded boy. And at the end, the boy says, whoa, there's a lot of holes in that story. And one thing he says, don't you think a 600-year-old alcoholic is a little old to undertake a project of that magnitude? And, you know, fellas, a lot of Mexican people who are invading this country are Christians, too. I'm not. I happen to be an atheist. And it's inherently anti-reality. It's really scared me when adults would tell me this, these matters from childhood, and I would try to investigate. And are you still there, guys?
Yep, we're listening.
Yeah.
Give me your bottom line here. We're coming up against the break, Craig. Give me your money point here before we have to say goodbye.
Okay, here it is. Why did God choose the Jews? Why didn't he choose the Swedes or the Norwegians, you know, people who are really moral and have a great history? Do you think could there be a remote chance it's because they concocted all this nonsense? Why do you religiously worship a desert Semitic God? You know, white people, our people existed long before they dreamed this stuff up, fellas. and they'll exist long afterwards. And morality existed before, too. It's a very womanish kind of a thing, which is not to say that there aren't many Christian warriors, because as I made the point, we've killed tens of thousands in Iran or in Afghanistan. There's no doubt.
Craig, I think I've heard enough. I don't know about you, Steve, but I appreciate the call. Bob, Fergus Falls, I don't know, maybe I don't appreciate the call. I heard some strains of some racism there that I didn't care for. But you know, we're asking what's on your mind, so we'll take any and all. And
fair enough, all callers.
Maybe others would be better equipped to respond to Craig than you or I would be. I'm not sure. Bob at Fergus Falls, but we're up against the break. He wants to touch on pick up on yesterday's discussion on GMOs. We have the dog debate. And much more. By the way, Congressman Colin Peterson says it's a lunacy to separate the Farm Bill nutrition into farm programs, so you're going to have to respond to that, Steve, given that's one of your pet projects. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can get a hold of us by calling, emailing the studio at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Taking a look around the region yesterday, kind of a cool day, and some pretty nasty storms going through the Kildare Airport. One of the hangars got hammered and destroyed. Three planes also destroyed over in Kildare as storm systems were rolling through last night, but still kind of cool this morning. Bismarck Mandan, we're at 60 this hour. Williston, 62. 68 in Dickinson. Minot, 64. 59 in Garrison. In Jamestown, 64. Devil's Lake, 66. Grand Forks, 68. And Fargo, 67. Billings, Montana, 62. Mile City, 67. And Rapid City and Mobridge, 67 and 62, respectively. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, though. Triple digits in some areas in the forecast. Back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, where we ask the question, what's on your mind? Bob, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thanks. You know, I got to be thinking about how I called in yesterday about the GMOs, and I think I sound a little frazzled and machine gun-like, so I don't think a person can sway anybody with that approach. So I wish I would have done it different, even though.
Well, Bob, if you'd like to take another shot at it, no pun intended, feel free.
And Bob, I would also add, welcome to the club. There's many days that Steve and I feel machine-like and feel like, you know,
and frazzled,
machine gun-like and frazzled. Yeah, where we're the one thing about the talk radio world is you got a clock, right? And you're looking at the clock and you're trying to get all the callers in and you're trying to make your point, and sometimes it's a little tough even for us to just try to succinctly make your point. So, in a nutshell, what is it you wanted to say about GMOs on second thought?
Well, I don't regret what I said yesterday, and I just wanted to say that part. But I know you were talking about dogs, too, and I know Steve didn't really mean to euthanize the man that had mistreated the dog. But you get passionate about subjects, and on our end of the equation, Scott, you know, we know we only have a limited amount of time to talk. So I guess that was kind of that fuels the fire on this end, too, where we want to get in all we can say before you guys pull the plug on us, so.
Yeah, no, and I hear you. And we always we struggle with, you know, we want to hear what we're asking, what's on your mind, so we don't want to just say it, we want to live it. On the other hand, we got to get a lot of, you know, different folks in too. So that's why we always ask as best you can, just to, you know, generally any talk, you know, conversation with a caller that goes beyond a couple of minutes is longer than it should be. So, you know, if you can say what you need to say in 90 seconds, we'll give you as much rope as possible.
I think the consensus yesterday was that most people agreed with, you know, they're very wary of GMOs. And the other part is I'd like to hear somebody come on from, I think it's called the Center for Ethical Science. But there's a number of organizations out there that are really watchdogs for the health of the nation. And I'd like you to invite somebody like that on, too, so we get the other end of it. And I really appreciate your program, and I'll call in again.
Well, thank you, Bob. And we do take on all comers, and we'll put that down as a list on potential guests. You know, the biggest thing I got out of it yesterday was the fact that a lot of people, I think, are more wary about the oversight that the government has on some of these programs, whether it's the USDA or the FDA. And I can't say that's not unfounded. Let's go to Jason in Fargo. Jason, what's on your mind today?
Hey, right on. Say a quick retort to that dude that called in, and I too sense a little bit of anti-Semitism in his voice. We got to stop picking on the Jews, gang. The word Jew has two meanings. One, either a resident of Judah or Judea, or a member of the tribe of Judah. Well, under the banner of Israel, there were 12 tribes, the Jews being one of the 12. If you believe your Bible, 10 of the northern tribes went over the Caucasus Mountains after the Assyrian capture and became the Caucasian races of today, especially the northern tribes like Manasseh and blah, blah, blah. So at the risk of you know, sounding like a school marm, before one is racist, let's not be ignorant. And when you look in the mirror, and if you're white from northern European descent, well, guess what? Whether you believe it or not, whether you want to or not, or whether you care to or not, you are of Israel. A Jew is your brother. So please stop this gang. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the response. Walton Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go, Walt.
Hello?
Hi, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. To your one caller who, the anti-Semite guy, the only thing I'd say is 9 o'clock's a little early for vodka, and I'd encourage the 12 steps, but you have to be Christian, and he sounded atheist. But for the deputies who shot the dog, and I say this for somebody who worked 12 years in civilian law enforcement out east, I don't think they did act appropriately. I'd have to see the final report and decide if there'd be any disciplinary actions to take against the deputies. And sadly enough, I'm reading more and more cases about cops who are shooting dogs, and not only vicious dogs either. And, you know, I'd like to think that the state of North Dakota, I don't like nationalizing police, but I think the state of North Dakota should consider maybe some retraining for its law enforcement officers on how to approach domestic animals.
Now, they did have a veterinarian with them. I don't know how the dogs were euthanized. Are you saying the fact that the dogs were euthanized is the problem, or the fact that the deputies were doing it is the problem?
The fact that the deputies were doing it, you know, I'd served some high-risk warrants before, and dogs were always one of my bigger fears because, you know, you do have, I'm not saying certain breeds are meant to be vicious, but you have people who teach their dogs to be vicious.
Exactly. And you can teach a Pomeranian to be vicious.
Yes. But, you know, like I say, if they had a veterinarian with them, I didn't hear that part of it. So maybe it was the veterinarian who made the call saying, you know, it would be too much of a risk to try and bring the dogs in. But, you know, maybe it was just an isolated case in North Dakota. But I am getting concerned about all the national stories I'm reading about law enforcement officers shooting people's domesticated pets.
Yeah, you know, Walt, it really concerns me here in North Dakota, Walt, in South Dakota, Montana, and Minnesota. The rural states roll up onto a farmstead. How many farms do not have a dog out in the yard? And you're out in the country, so it's not fenced up. It's not on a chain, which is an entirely different program anyway. You don't put dogs on chains. But you're going to run into dogs that are there on their property. And, you know, I would like to hear from law enforcement, see if there is any special training. If there's anybody in law enforcement that knows of some special training that they receive, I'd like to hear about that.
But you're saying, Walt, in your view, the protocol would be take the dogs and properly euthanize them, you know, at a vet clinic or something?
Yes, like I say, just, you know, and unless it's a me or them situation, just don't shoot the dog. You know, try and make every effort. Get animal control out there, or get whoever you have to help you bring the dogs in. And, you know, whenever you're talking about, you know, law enforcement rolling up on all these farms and things like that, you know, I'm sad to see that. You know, most of our departments, you know, even here in North Dakota, they're becoming less and less a public service and more like a tactical special ops units that, you know, instead of calling the farmer or calling whoever saying, hey, you know, we'd like to go out there and see you and talk something over with you, you know, or could you come into our office and answer a few questions? You know, they go rolling in there like some tactical SWAT team.
Appreciate the call, Walt. Thanks a bunch. Another listener on our Facebook page said, who told them to kill the dogs? Or is this law enforcement just being above the law again? So agree or disagree, let us know at 800-228-0550. More of your calls after this.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. organization by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, emailer sends in, Scott, I'm a dog lover, but I will give the police the benefit of any doubt. We don't know all the facts, so I'll reserve any criticism until all the facts are known. Valid point. And we don't know all the facts yet.
Here's another. I started on this one before the break. Who told them to kill the dogs? Or is this the police just being above the law again? Yeah, the dogs probably needed to be taken care of, but who said it was okay to kill them, says another. And Breanne says, everything about this situation is terrible. Good thing the guy attacked survived and not with more injuries. And we forget that. The reason this happened was because over the weekend, this pack of dogs on a highway out by Warsaw, North Dakota, you know, a Fargo man was attacked, was mauled by a number of these dogs. And so that's what started all of this. And
well, people forget.
The authorities, by the way, said they've been aware of this situation, knew it was dangerous, and until this happened, couldn't do anything about it. So, unfortunately, you know, that's probably what needs to be fixed more than anything. They see the threat, can't do anything until the dogs attack somebody. God forbid somebody dies as a result of this. You know, so that's not the best situation either. What were you going to say?
But what people forget about is the fact that dogs are pack animals. And most people only have one or two pets. They'll have one or two dogs, maybe three or four situations where people show dogs or breed dogs. But they're pack animals. If they're not cared for and you're not the alpha dog, which obviously this guy wasn't because he let him run, then they're going to find an alpha dog and they're going to run in a pack. And when they get together in a pack, they revert back to their primal instincts. That's what they do.
Did law enforcement do anything wrong in your view here?
I think they should have taken the dogs out and, like we had a previous emailer said, individually evaluated them. I have a hard time believing that 14 of these dogs were bad dogs.
So maybe a rush to judgment for the dogs here.
Now, you're not going to find a bigger dog lover in me and a bigger defender of dogs because I'm a firm believer that it's the owner, not the dog's fault. You're not going to have bad dogs. You're going to have bad owners.
We gathered that when you earlier said that the dog owner should have been beheaded.
Tell you what.
Or euthanized, or forget what your terminology
is. I put down dogs when I've been out deer hunting that I've seen packs of dogs running deer. Somebody's not taking care of those dogs. I would rather have put down the owner.
Let's get to the calls.
And I say that sincerely.
This or any subject, fair game today on the program at 800-228-0550. Steve Grafton, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I live up Grafton, North Dakota, not too far from Warsaw. And these dogs, there's been numerous instances where these dogs have been a problem in the first place. It finally took them to attack somebody before something really real got to happen to take care of this problem. I got to stand on Lauren Wild's side. I know him well. He's a good man. He knows what he's doing. This is a bad thing for people, but it is what it is. You know, I'm sorry that a dog had to be put down because an owner can't take care of it. It is what it is, I guess.
Steve, they mentioned that there had been other problems, but they couldn't do anything until now. If there were some other problems, what were some of the other problems in the community? Because I think that if there were other problems, something should have been done before then. They should have been able to step in.
Well, they can only do so much. They go out there and the dogs are back on the property and there's no real proof that they're doing anything. So the officers had, you know, their hands were tied until finally there's actual proof that the dogs are doing something wrong. They got to go out and attack somebody, and then the officers know, okay, yeah, they're a bad breed. There was people complaining about them all the time, and nothing was done about it. The dogs shouldn't have been running wild in a big pack like that in the first place.
No, too many dogs?
He says he supports Sheriff Lauren Wild and law enforcement on this one. Let us know where you're at. Troy, Turtle Lake, you're next, and what's on your mind? Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, guys, if a dog bites somebody and it's not hasn't been vaccinated for rabies, the only test they can do is to kill the dog and take a brain sample. And I'm making an assumption that this guy's dogs, he couldn't provide proof of vaccination. So the only way they can test, and they have to test each of the dogs because this guy was bit by multiple dogs, so they, in order to do that, they have to euthanize these dogs in order to get the brain cell test so they can find out whether he's got rabies or not. My understanding is this guy's going to have to go through the shots irregardless because of the number of dogs that were there. And the other thing, you talked about GMO yesterday, and it's ironic because most people believe the technology that's in their new car, it's in their new phone, but they won't believe the technology that's in our cropping systems. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Troy. Great phone call. Sean in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I'm kind of having a hard time with the whole euthanizing of the dogs here. I'm going to have a dog lover myself and raise labs, and my mom has always raised Shih Tzus and stuff like that. But, you know, the thing I have a problem with is if somehow a canine unit of the police task force gets killed, whoever kills it or how it got killed, that's a criminal offense. It's just like shooting a police officer or killing a police officer. Now, if the dogs were killed inhumanely or done not in the proper way, shouldn't that almost be considered as killing a civilian the same way, too? I mean, I know we're trying to put more rights on animals and stuff like that and other facets of life and stuff, but, you know, if we're killing a canine unit, and isn't it kind of vice versa the same thing?
Well, first of all, a veterinarian was along on the trip to the farm here where they found these dogs. So I have a hard time believing that they were inhumanely killed. And I for one wouldn't put
the whack job with the steak knife.
I wouldn't put he's been charged for that, right? I mean, the dog owner has been arrested and charged, and one of the things he's charged with is mistreating animals for killing one of the dogs with a steak knife while the deputies were there. They witnessed it. I don't want to put words in your mouth, John, but if you're saying, let's take the dog owner, kills, beheads one of these dogs with a steak knife, are you saying that should be equal to an offense of someone killing a human being with a steak knife?
Either a human being or basically the same offense of killing a canine unit for the police dogs, you know?
I mean, I don't put them on a level playing field. I don't put the killing of a dog, inhumanely or not, on the level of killing a human being. To me, that's, you know, not that I'm condoning what this guy did. He obviously charged for it, and he ought to be treated. It's mistreating an animal, which I think is a misdemeanor. But it ought to be. But I don't think it's the same as killing a human being. But I think the vet being along in this case sort of removed. We don't know how these dogs were killed. Some people have questioned why they weren't taken off the property and then dealt with or evaluated or whatever, but does the fact that a veterinarian was along give you any comfort at all in that it might have been handled properly?
It does give me some comfort. It does. And I know in the whole situation, it's a bad deal that somebody had to get bitten and hurt by a pack of dogs, and I totally understand the reason of all the dogs having to be euthanized because of the potential threat of rabies. I mean, I've experienced things like that before, and you know that that is a great point that one caller did make about that, too.
You know, and going back to Troy's point, too, wouldn't it make more sense to bring them into a clinical setting and then euthanize them so you can get the brain tissue right there if you have to perform the test, if that's the reason for putting all the dogs down?
Let us know who you think is right or wrong here at 800-228-0550. Grant Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, I just drives me crazy that we have one little instance and the whole world's going crazy over it. I worked for UPS for 24 years. I delivered into every rural farmyard in North Dakota, never got bit once. And there's multiple dogs on every farmyard you go into.
Absolutely.
And so most of these farmers, and they're all protective. You never turn your back, you never run from them, or they're going to come after you. But I never gotten bit, and, you know, just there's exception to the rule here. Something bad happened, and, you know, just like anything, you grew up on the farm, you should use the farm ethics. If one of our dogs bit somebody, guess what Dad would say? Go in the house and get the gun.
Exactly.
And the dog is done. And if you use the farm rules, which we should buy in North Dakota here, we don't have a problem.
So by farm rules here, these guys didn't do anything wrong.
No, those guys did exactly what they should have done. Those dogs should have been put down in 1/10 of a second.
But it is, I guess to your point, Grant, this thankfully is rare. You don't think this is a problem that's, you know.
Not at all. If you drive through North Dakota and drive in and out of these farmyards, call any UPS guy or any FedEx or U.S. Postal guy. They'll tell you the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Any hunter.
Any
hunter. I mean, I grew up, and guess who got sent, because I was the one that got along with all the farm dogs. Guess who got sent up to knock on the door? That was me.
Yep.
Because it was funny. You'd have farm dogs up in the window barking at my buddy, but, well, they liked me for some strange reason.
Appreciate the call, Grant. Thank you. Well said,
dog
Brian.
Lovers.
Brian and Mandan, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Minto.
Oh, Minto. Okay, you're up in the neighborhood, too, where this happened.
Yeah, I know the wacko. The dog got what they deserved, and as far as I'm concerned, if they'd had one more bullet, they should have taken him out, too. This guy is a total wacko. He has for sale signs up on equipment, stuff sitting out in his yard, and then he's got a stop sign, and then he's got a beware of dog signs. He knew they're dangerous. He had them for that purpose only because he keeps the law enforcement at bay, because they're always getting complaints on him. So the dogs got what they deserve, and it's too bad, but you hear more incidents with pit bulls and Rottweilers than any other breed, and I don't think they really don't deserve to be in existence as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it seems to me then maybe law enforcement should have dealt with this sooner before somebody's mauled by the dogs.
Well, they should have, but, you know, their hands are tied. How do they go about it? You know, then you got all these do-gooders that figured, oh, geez, you did the wrong thing. Well, I mean, they did what they had to do, and it's too bad somebody had to get hurt in the process. So,
Brian, thanks. I still blame the owner, though. Yeah, I'm still going to blame the owner and put it back on him. But if you've got, like you said, a whack job that's living up there, that's has those dogs for that purposes, you can't blame the dogs. But is it justified putting them down? Yeah, it is. David and Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
That's why this country's in the shape that it's at. Liberal people like that thinking dogs have equal rights with people. That's just ridiculous. And those dogs should have been taken out right away. They just about killed the guy. What are these people thinking? Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, David. I think something should have been done with the owner, especially when you've got neighbors that are saying, hey, the guy was out there and had those dogs for that purpose.
Hey, this hour of the program, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Green Technologies. Less negative impact on the environment, less pump and frack equipment wear, less wellhead and casing wear. They want to tell you about frack flow backwater recycling at the drill site and drill and dry absorbents. Green Technologies. Will tell you about their website and their telephone number when we come back. And more of your calls, too, on What's On Your Mind.
Back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bit geologic analysis possible.
We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to NessetConsulting.com or find the link at BakkenBeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Gene in West Fargo sent an email. I'm going to put in the Hall of Fame for a doozy here. I do not know what mental illness North Dakotans suffer from, that they must have a dog or dogs, says Gene. A dog should be put to work for a police, fire department, or the military, but otherwise send them to Korea or China. Place them into a pot for dinner.
Smell a cat lover.
Have all the political, social, economic issues been solved in the state that nothing else could be discussed on your show? Gene, first of all, I have a little bit of sympathy for you in not having evidently had anything in the way of experience with a pet that would...
Apparently Gene never got to hold a puppy.
Compassion. You know, thing. I think sometimes people get a little cuckoo about pets. I happen to be a little cuckoo for dogs. We have five at our house. But, you know, the experiences with our kids and dogs and the memories that we have, they add a little spice to life, in my view.
Makes pheasant hunting a whole heck of a lot better.
Used for, you know, outdoorsmen, whatever. You know, however you interact with a dog, I feel sorry for you that you've not chosen. As far as this as a topic, obviously it's a pretty big story, and a lot of folks wanted to talk about it today. Are there other more pressing issues? Absolutely. Get on the phone and raise them. That's the nice thing about the open lines that we have here for you at 800-228-0550. I imagine some other folks would want to respond to Gene in West Fargo in a different way and have at it. I do want to thank our sponsor this half hour, Green Technologies. You know, now more than ever, water is so integral to the success of oil and gas operations, and demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of the flowback and produced waters. And Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of the water, an even bigger problem, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling. They utilize something called the mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment, which removes TSS to less than 5 parts per million, and particle sizes to sub-5 micron. Green Technologies provides consistently clean, recycled, flowback, and produced waters. It rates up to 20,000 BBL per day per unit with minimal footprint and the lowest cost per barrel. Green Technologies is also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for oil field applications. So, if you want to find out more about how to do it right, call toll-free at 855-246-4312 or visit them at GT, as in Green Technologies, MWT.com. GTMWT.com to see what Green Technologies can do for you. 855-246-4312 or GTMWT.com. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ed in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, I'm only getting about half of the story. We know about the dogs and the dog owner, but how about the guy that got chewed up? You know, was he walking by? Where does he live at? Does he know about these dogs? Was he provoking them, you know? We don't know nothing, just half the story. That's all.
The way I heard the story was, it was late at night, he was walking, he heard the dogs coming, it turned out being that pack of dogs, and he was attacked by them. That was the extent of the story that I had heard.
On a walk out near this farm.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the time. You heard it was late at night?
I heard it was late and it was dark.
Early Sunday is what I heard. Early Sunday when he said 8 to 9 dogs attacked him about a quarter mile from the farm. He's recovering in Fargo after his release from the Old True Hospital in Grand Forks on Monday. But obviously we weren't there.
Everybody from Williston to Grand Forks heard about these bad dogs. So that's just a question. Thanks. Have a good
day. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. Lloyd and Botno, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, you were talking about bees yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, I worked for a beekeeper for 14 years till a couple years ago, and we were told that the reason they were dying off was a disease that from Australia. People had bought packaged bees from Australia and brought them to the U.S., and we had to medicate them pretty hard, and the bees are also medicated for a lot of other things like mites, foul brood, and hive beetles.
Isn't it some sort of a white mold or a white something that they catch?
Well, no, that's not what they said. It's somehow they weren't coming back to the hive. They would get displaced or something. And, you know, a lot of times bees will take off from a hive and go swarm and find another place to live, too.
Well, I have a friend up in Fertile, Minnesota, Dan Bauer Honey, and another Gary out of Cathay, North Dakota, that are both in the bee biz. Maybe we can have them on the program and find out, because I know it's a big concern, you know, right now, and sure it's happening. I don't know all the facts on it, but we'll dig into it a little bit, Lloyd. Appreciate the call. Let's get one more quick one in before the break. Shane and Minot, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Got a quick comment on this. I'm a dog lover, had dogs my whole life, but this is another situation where sometimes people put dogs above human life, you know. An example with the Michael Vick situation, you know, and how appalling that whole deal was. but there are people that just hate him, absolutely hate him to the core for that. But another NFL player is drunk and hits somebody and kills somebody, and they have no idea about that. You know what I mean? And to me, that's much worse than what he did, because, you know, they killed a human life. You know what I'm saying? And people just get so worked up about this one thing, but they're putting it above this other, you know?
I agree with you, Shane. Thanks for the phone call, Shane, up in Minot. More after the break, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. This is What's in Your Mind? Kevin Kramer coming up next.
With Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeelan North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeelan will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team, 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.